Hey, good morning, and welcome back to 710 KNUS. I think they both hung the moon. Mike McAlpin is with us, and Laura Woods is with us, and they were the honchos in the recall Evie Hudak. And first of all, Laura, good morning. Thank you for coming back up on the radio show, and good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having us.
Me. And Mikey, good morning to you, buddy.
How are you, sir? Good morning.
For an old guy, pretty good. All right, so I'm told this, like, Sunday afternoon, a friend of mine calls me up and he says, hey, Peter. And I said, yeah, man. He said, Evie Hudak was the Democrat of the year. I said, get out of here. I said, get out of here. And he said, no, man. He said, go online. And believe it or not, I feel like Ripley. Remember Ripley's Believe It or Not? Believe it
right?
or not, former Senator Evie Hudak has received the Jefferson County Democrat of the Year. Now, one more, and then I'll turn it over to you guys. So I'm doing a search last night, and Evie, this is par for the course, former Senator Evie Hudak tells the Colorado Reproductive Freedom Coalition on the 41st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, she's speechifying and says sexism got her. And she said it was sexism that got her not recalled because she tapped out. And I thought to myself immediately, I wonder if John Morris is thinking about this and saying, and that was sexism that got me too. Thanks, Evie. I mean, this stuff is insanity. So I will begin. Laura, your thoughts.
I'm a little bit dumbfounded. I think the article should have read something like former disgraced Senator Evie Hudak. And it's just the epitome of what's wrong, I think, in the Democratic Party. If that's the best they've got, really? I'm just stunned. I really am stunned.
And the award was delivered by Pat Stedman. Really? We do this all the time. The kids and I do it. Really, Dad? Really? I'm going like, really, Pat? Really? Pat said, I was happy to be with the Jeffco Dems to honor Evie for her tireless public service. She is one of the hardest working people in the state Senate, and I haven't adjusted to her noticeable absence. Evie.
So, huh? Peter, before you know it, you know, this is just going to spread uphill and, you know, Obama will get the Nobel Peace Prize or, you know, Bill Clinton will get Father of the Year Award. I don't know. Where's this all going?
Titanic Cruise Ship of the Year.
Yeah.
Houston Texans NFL Team of the Year. But you're right. You know, Bill Ritter, you know, Faithful Father of the Year. I mean, the beat goes on, doesn't it?
It indeed does. And the rumor mill now, Peter, is alive with the rumor that she's not only the Democrat of the Year, but she's going to run again.
I heard that.
Yeah. I mean, she has not filed. It's not online that we can see yet, but that's the rumor out there. So.
Well, here's what I threw the BS flag at was in this piece where she blamed sexism, how she said the level of viciousness, the horrible bad language they used against me. She said, they said I was too ugly to be raped. They said maybe my daughter should be raped. And I'm thinking to myself, show me those emails.
Yeah.
I want to see them. This is. Remember Bill Ritter and the Romanian tried to kill me? I mean, remember that? I want to, you know, I'm from Missouri, Evie. You got to show me. Yeah. Hey, why don't you guys turn your radio down? Somebody's got a radio up. Turn it down. It's bleeding through. So, anyhow, wasn't she the one? Please, somebody turn your radio down. One of you guys.
I don't have one on here.
I don't have one on either, Peter, but I'll sign off. Bye.
No, don't.
Whoops.
Someone had a radio on.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
Well, I'm still here.
You're still here?
I'm sorry about that.
Can you guys hear the echo? Is it just me?
I could hear it, yeah.
All right, no.
I cannot. But, Peter, once we see those door
remember,
hangers.
Remember the thing it says, if you're looking for the sucker in a game, you can't find him, it's you? If you can't find him, got the radio on, it's you. Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just thinking, you know, with all these accusations from Evie, you know, as soon as we see those door hangers, you know, accusing her of being too ugly to be raped or whatever,
that's right.
Then we'll put some credence into it.
And if she can step forward
before then, talk about all the things that she did or her minions.
Yeah, right.
You know, we'll hold our breath until then.
Well, I think she's lying about it, frankly. I mean,
of course she is.
Exactly. This is agents provocateur, and this is a game that's been played so many times. The Ritters were great at it. And remember when somebody broke the window in the Democratic headquarters and they blamed Keith? Remember, and it turned out they did it.
Yeah.
This is the same crap, but it's just what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and this is going to be a great year for it because we're taking off again. I mean, Peter, you notice it on your show. People are enraged over being ignored for so long. This is going to be an exciting time.
Yeah, and remember, this is a woman who said they blamed her for sexism. Remember when what she did to that young woman who had been raped and said she never... Remember that? We can play that if we have to, but review that. Laura, tell folks about that story.
Amanda Collins was testifying on the Senate floor for her right to carry her weapon on campus because on a campus where she was a student and they had a no-gun zone, she was raped. And so as she came forward to tell the Colorado Senate committee that story, Senator Hudak looked at her and said something like, we're really sorry what happened to you, but even if you had had your weapon, statistics say you wouldn't have been able to defend yourself. And basically she was just raped a second time right there on the Senate floor by Senator Hudak and her callous remarks. She apologized later behind, in some private setting, not out in public, but it was too little too late as far as, we were all concerned.
Yeah, like I said, she danced the dance. She had the support of the mainstream press, certainly the Denver Post. She had the support of the Republican Party for all intents and purposes. And she got, we're talking about Evie Hudak, who got to the point where she knew she would be recalled, and so she tapped out. And they brought in the woman that we dubbed Mini-Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, this is a woman who has identical politics to her. And at the same time, the conclusion that was easy to draw was the Democratic Party, it was not about her as an individual. It was about the party. Party was first. She taps out. The replacement is exactly the same politics that she has. And the beat goes on. And I expected Evie to really end up at some cushy job someplace, an appointment job from Hickenlooper. But now it looks like she wants to get back in the swing, right?
That's what we're hearing. It hasn't happened yet, but that's what we're hearing is coming. And frankly, I think that would be that would make the race really interesting. I think voters in District 19 are not going to forget the horrible things she did, the person she is. One session out of the legislature is not going to erase the memories out here in Arvada and Westminster, and they are people who want to be heard, and I think they're going to rally behind a conservative, constitutional conservative candidate, a liberty-minded candidate who cares about freedom and values and liberty, people. So
one more time, you guys. What does this say about the Democratic Party? I honest to God, Evie Hudak is named the Jefferson County Democrat of the Year. Why do you – I got my own thoughts. I'll follow them up last. But, Mike, why do you think the party named her Democrat of the Year?
Well, Peter, nothing they do is done without careful calculation. I mean, anything that seems spontaneous on that end. We know, for example, that she resigned only after 3.5 weeks of careful machinations up on Capitol Hill, negotiating with committees and over various postings and replacements. This was not spontaneous. And I agree with you. Why did this happen? What are they working behind the scenes? Do they want to seem as though they're victims, throwing out the sexism and to paint themselves as targets of brutal outside forces? Well, perhaps that's it. Or perhaps it's as simple as they have decided that she is going to be the next one back on the roster, and they're setting her up for a run again. Could be either one of those or something else. I would defer to you.
Laura, what do you think she's up to? What do you think the party was up to naming her Democrat of the Year?
Well, I agree with what Mike has said. It feels like they're setting the stage for her to come back in the race. I don't know what it says about her replacement, Rachel Zinsinger, who's now in that spot and wanted that seat for a while, we understand. And there's other, Democrats out from Jefferson County who have to be somewhat stunned by the whole thing. But it just feels like it's setting a stage for a rerun by her. And We don't know. The other possibility, I suppose, is they made her promises about the Cush job she could get and didn't fulfill them. And she just may be
kicked
off and running for that reason.
Yeah, this is a thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no more than a thank you. I don't know if she wanted to fight the recall or not. My best bet is she probably didn't want to, but because if she'd have been beaten this way, she's still really undefeated.
Right.
And, you know, it's like relinquishing the title before you have to defend it. And that's an old trick by some fighters. They just give up the belt and walk away. And in some ways, I think she did this. And I think in some ways, you know, the Hickenloopers and the power people, the Stedmans and others, they said, well, let's throw her a bone. So they made her Democrat of the Year. And I think that they're probably, like you think, or you believe, they're all considering what she can do. But she's damaged goods. And, you know, they learned their lesson with Adlai Stevenson when they ran him back-to-back. I don't think they'll come back again with her. But, you know, like I said, it depends on what job. You know, there's some rumors it's Secretary of State. Have you guys heard that?
No.
No.
I've heard Secretary of State. I mean, you know, it's like talk's cheap and whiskey's expensive. You know, it's like...
Angie Baby was told to step down and not run for the SOS, so perhaps they do have their sights.
Well, Angie Baby, you know, like, I love this. It's sexism that got me. Even Angie Baby didn't use that, and I wonder if John Boy can use that. Wait a minute, you're an old white guy. You can't do that. I bet John Boy's going, damn, I wish I could have claimed sexism on this, too. But I don't know, I wanted to have you on the show and laugh out loud at this, but she shows up, and but it's like these people have no shame. I mean, if I've been clipped like that, I don't know. Let's get on. Hey, Pete Boyle's talk show host of the year after I get fired from 710 or fired from Brand X. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Like, an accepting for Mr. Boyle's.
Who would present that award?
Who would give me that award? You know, Patty Calhoun. But, but it was like funny because we had Tancredo in here yesterday. We were laughing about it. And he and I have the running gig that if he becomes the governor, I'm going to become his press secretary. And it's a very easy job. One day we were out for dinner and we came up with this, that every morning at 9 o'clock, I'll be like that guy Carney, you know, that works for Obama.
Right.
And I'll just step up to the podium and I'll say, what the governor meant to say. And I'm clean from there on out, you know. Hey, bless both of you, and thank you, and we'll talk ASAP, and I know everybody's running, and we'll stick right with you guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
Laura.
Thanks, Peter.
Laura Woods.
Bye.
And Mike McAlpin from the Recall Hudak, Democrat of the Year. can you wrap your brain around that this morning?
I saw that yesterday. I looked right at you. I go, Pete, you got to read this.
Unbelievable. I got the phone call Sunday from an old operative pal of mine. Said, you won't believe this. And I said, I don't. Then he said, well, look, it's true. All right. Back to open lines, 303-696-1971.